Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
You're not gonna hate man. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the name.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. PPP Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
DJ, turn it up.
Let's go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting. Through drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars, the paper meds for his failing organs. What about the mother in the fifth ward, killer's forcing, so in the morning she's mourning, as they brought the corpse in, forfeits of the whole orbit, reaching to their pocket to find more lit. I know it's horrid. Hope we get him morbid, view with the truth, or it will go on as usual. Funeral, suicide, portraits, shooting tie, culprits, rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant, no way to beautify, torment. Truth don't lie, this guy behind the pulpit. You should try Luke and I, crucify, flesh, forfeit. I do cry, abortion, it's legal, it's legal, we the people, even divorcing. I'm forming the movement, trailblazing, torsion. Still my course sins, I'll look back, say, look what the Lord did.
Are you ready?
I said, are you ready?
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Executive leader and certified life coach. She's an author, business consultant, and motivational speaker. Her new entitled book, titled Tired of Being Tired, Recharge, Refuel, Restart. She is the CEO of VIP Fortune 500 consulting firm. She is down to earth and a transparent mentor who teaches people all over the world to build dreams. Win model after going from zero to CEO. Speaking topics include perseverance, goal setting, execution, positive thinking, and challenges for positive change. Juliet Jones has become an inspiration for so many by sharing her story and captivating audiences on purpose-driven tips and the five secrets to success. Additionally, having shared the stage with other national inspired speakers such as Leroy Allen, Richard Paloon, and Celine Madalene, I believe that's how you pronounce that. Y'all know I jack it up, but don't charge it to me. And also, which featured Tyler Perry as well, Andy Stanley, and many more to name a few. Nicole Jones captivated her audience with her ability to explore some difficult topics through transparency, honesty, warmth, and added humor. Juliet Jones is a thought-provoking leader and storyteller with her ability to connect with and inspire her audience to take charge of their lives and their businesses and believe they are very important with a dream, calling, and purpose. She empowers others to realize their worth and potential they do not know exist or ever dreamed they could reach. Partnered with PA Women's Conference, PA Business Journal Award recipient, and as a NAACP member, Juliet Jones strives to make a difference in the community she lives and serves. After a lifetime of an amazing journey, Juliet Jones teaches you how to embrace the five areas of your life: spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially, to improve a more management work-life balance needed to a successful in every area of your life. She doesn't just speak at an event. She engages the audience and challenges them to step outside their comfort zones. Success is what you make it. Juliet Jones' success is benchmarked by the many lives that are inspired and transformed by her personal story and limitless effort to overcome obstacles and roadblocks that she faced in her journey as a divorced single mother with a low-end job, daring to dream and live the life she realized she deserves. She shares this in all her powerful and live speaking engagements. Her favorite saying is, You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. Ladies and gentlemen, TPV family, show your love for my special guest, life coach, author, radio personality, Juliet Jones. What's good?
Hey,
welcome to the show.
Family. Hi, Christopher and the Psalmist Voice family. Thank you so much for having me on. What an awesome welcome. I feel right at home.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We definitely are very, very humbled and honored to have you on the show today. And again, I know you are a very, very busy woman, and it's just an honor to have you on the show today. And we're going to get it in. We're going to get up, put our hair down, and we're going to really get, you know, comfortable and have some fun, because the Psalmist Voice Presents is not a grill show. We're not here to grill you. We're not here to ask you all these difficult questions, but we just want to make sure that you continue to make an impact in your community that you are serving in, also on the radio airwaves. And you got a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple of months as well. Not only your book drop, but you have a show that's coming out too, that's going to be on TV. So I want you to introduce yourself to the family, Juliet, and then we can go further with the book and with your TV show coming on and all that. So let's hear from Miss Juliet Jones, family. Juliet, you have the floor.
Thank you so much, Christopher. Again, it's a blessing and such an honor to be here on the radio, on TPV with you. So thank you again. I am Juliet N. Jones. A lot of people know me as J. Nicole because of the radio, TV, and singing. But I am someone who likes to empower others forward with a vision of helping people to dream, build, win. And the reason I do that is because I'm just a girl from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I was not born privileged nor famous. The struggle was real. My mom was a single parent, and I watched her building somebody else's dream and not her own. And I said to myself, that is not the road that I want to go down. I want to be able to do better and be better, and then to go back and help my family, my friends, anybody else that I can. I'm a divorced single mom of two kids. That is not where I wanted to be, but the choices I made in life is where that led me at that time. I went from zero, and I mean zero as in broke. No money. I had no job. And I'm now CEO of my own company, and I can do the things and live the life that I want because I made better choices with a different outcome. And my book, Tired of Being Tired, thank you so much for mentioning that, did just release. And my book shares the how. It helps others understand what my journey was and the process I went through, because there isn't a real secret to success, but I learned from my mentors, Les Brown, Lisa Nichols, Kevin Harrington, and Leroy Allen, that there's a process. And if you work it, it'll work for you. And that's who I am.
That's right. That's right. And I definitely believe that as well. You know, it takes a lot to understand what God has given you. And when you're doing it on your own, sometimes it seems like you're in an abyss, so to speak, for lack of a better word. But you continue to strive forward, and you allow God to give you the people in your life, because he will. And when you start something, of course, it's just like when you go fishing, you know, you got to have the right bait to catch the right fish. So in that aspect, using the natural, you have to do that in the spiritual as well, because if you have something that God is giving you, especially coming from a situation where you're low poverty, you don't know what it's like to have the nice things, because I know too. So when you are built from having nothing, that's what Jesus is, period. And I'm not going to preach because this is about you, but all I'm saying is when Jesus had nothing, and he was the greatest man that ever walked the face of this earth, because he not only gave something for us to continue to empower us to continue to move forward in spite of your haters, in spite of what you go through in your personal life. He allowed us to persevere through it, still love, and still be focused on the dream and on the vision that you have in your purposed life. That's the one thing that I love about my God, because that's what he does. In spite of what goes on in your life, he will continue to do in your life if you allow him to. And then he brings you into places you know you're not qualified for, you know you're not supposed to be stepping into, and those doors are wide open, and you can say for yourself, my God, I know this was not me. Because I know if I try to do it on my own, it's not going to get there. Just saying. But anywho.
Amen.
I'm done preaching. So, yes, I'm excited. So, we know that you had humble beginnings, and that is awesome because you never forget where you come from. Now, could you enlighten the TPV audience as far as if there's someone out there that is stuck? And we all get there. You're stuck, and you don't know where to go. Maybe you don't know what else to do. You plugged, you pushed, you primed, you posted on your stuff. You tried to get people to engage in what God has given you. What are the tips, especially not only for the ladies but the men that are listening out there? What is the key to what empowered you to get up, dust yourself off the ground, and get back on a horse and ride? What was your motivation?
My motivation was the Bible. I call that the basic instructions before leaving Earth. Because God gives us a blueprint. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be wealthy. He wants us to be wise. He wants us to be prosperous. And I love what you talked about right before asking that question, because as you were speaking, I was thinking about Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that scripture is so powerful because God's already done it. He just wants you to believe that you have the power to do it for him. So you have to believe that for yourself. And so I listened and I studied the Word of God, and I began to apply it to my thought process and to my life, to my belief system, because I believe that whatever a person thinks, he begins to speak, and what he speaks, he begins to believe, and when he believes it or she believes it, then that becomes your reality. And I also sowed positive affirmations daily. I had to get rid of what I call your thinking, stop focusing on the negative, stop focusing on the setbacks or the not now. You know, delay is not denial. So as you were talking about pushing and what do you do when you're pushing and you're trying and you're not seeing, don't give up. Because what do you have to lose anyway? You don't have anything and you push.
Exactly.
Keep on pushing. You don't have it anyway yet. So you keep pushing and you keep holding on and you keep pressing and you keep praying. And God will reveal it and he will deliver it and he will give it to you at the right time in the right season when you're ready for it. Because we all have to go through what I talked about in the beginning in the introduction, the process and the preparation so that we're in a position and we're ready to receive it, just like Philippians 4:13 says, and then you'll know you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, who has already made the way for you.
Correct, correct. And that is a key component to everything. Because a lot of people, you know, you hear success stories, Juliet, and you hear the different struggles that people go through, especially in the kingdom of God. And you get, you get this type of pride. And a lot of people forget where they come from because they don't want to go back to it, because it's called being, you don't want to go back and look back. You know, you need to thank God for where you are at the present time. But I don't believe that, because there's a lot of people out here that have a purpose, that have a dream, that has something God has appointed. And a lot of times when you have someone that can actually stop, take time out of their busy schedule and go back and be able to take the hand of that man or that woman and pull them out so they can get to that next level, That's something that is accomplished, that's accomplishable, that's honorable, and that's what we're supposed to do as men and women of God. Regardless of what platforms we are in, we have to be a light. It's okay for us, and see, this is the biggest argument too. When men and women of God get into certain platforms, it's our job to still be the light, regardless of if you work for a big-time mogul company or what have you. It's our job to be the light. So even though we are in these different avenues of success, we have to make sure that God still gets all the glory in spite of, oh, you're not supposed to say that. Well, sir, I'm not going to be able to sign this contract because at the same time, I have to give honor where honor is due. I appreciate
That's
the
right.
opportunity, but however, I have to give honor and glory to my God that I serve. And this is the biggest issue right now in when we get into different positions, we don't say that and we compromise because we're going to get that multi-million dollar deal or whatever it is that God opens up. But these things are tests. And for us to understand that, he still gets the glory. Because if it wasn't for him pushing you through that schooling, even though you wanted to give up, if it wasn't for him, your book would have never got completed. If it wasn't for him, this new venture that you're going into wouldn't have opened up. It's because of God that he does these things. So, Juliet, I just want to ask you this as well. Now that God is opening up all these tremendous doors, how do you balance that and still be able to mentee anyone that's out there that is listening again? You know, how do you have the time to do that and still be able to juggle all of the projects that you have right now?
That's a good question, and it's something that I also share with everybody, just so they know not to burn out. You can't sing on every stage. You can't dance on every stage. You can't be on every platform. It would be nice, but it's just not humanly possible. So it's okay not to be everywhere all the time, involved in everything. And I had to learn that the hard way because in the beginning, starting out years ago, I didn't want to miss any opportunity. I wanted to be here. I wanted to be there. And I was running, and burn yourself out. You don't have time for you. You don't have time for God, first and foremost. And you don't have time for your family, and you don't have time to grow personally and professionally. So I had to cut a lot of things out and scale a lot of things back. And I had to start going to God, asking him, where can you use me? Because it's not always about what we want and what we want to do, because you can get caught up in that. And it's not about chasing the dollar bill either, because the blessings will come, and they're not always in the form of a financial blessing as well. They come in other forms. The fact that you woke up that morning is a blessing because you're living and breathing and you're not on a breathing machine on life support in the hospital. So you have to start looking at the blessings that you have and not just pinpoint your life around getting a dollar bill. We all want to be financially wealthy. I get that. We all get that. But your blessings are not solely just tied to how much money you have. I know a lot of rich folks that are very unhappy, and I know more rich folks that are not even saved, and that's another conversation for another time. But the point is,
correct,
the way that you balance it is, one, going to God. Seek he first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness so that all things can be added unto you. You have to seek out to see where he wants to use you. If you're not sure what your purpose is, then you pray about that. That's what I did. I asked God to show me. And he showed me my gifts and my talent. He said, you know, you can sing. So there's a talent right there that you can use to glorify me and in the process serve others. So I'm a gospel recording artist. I do music ministry. And in singing songs, even if it's just one life, maybe somebody might hear that song and be touched, be moved. Maybe they were thinking about killing themselves that morning and they heard my song called Confidence and how life knocks you down but God can pick you back up, and maybe they didn't do that. So that's where you begin to be used by God, because he put us all here to spread the gospel, and we do that through our gifts, through our talent. You know, maybe you're a good cook or you could sew, then that's your purpose. You have to build your life around serving others and using the gift and talent you have to do it. And that's not an easy process, but it's possible and it's worth it. And I relate that to giving birth. I have two children, so I've carried two kids, and I know that process. and you carry for nine months,
ma'am.
And then you go to deliver your baby, and you go through the pain and that whole process of birthing that child. But when that child comes out, you forget all that you went through, and you're looking at this beautiful life that God created and placed in your arms. And that's the same with living your purpose. It's a process that you'll go through, but you've got to give birth to that. And like you said earlier, allow yourself to be the light that God uses amongst everybody in the dark world so that you can be representing Him and giving Him the glory and touching lives along the way.
Wow. Amen. So with this tremendous backdrop of a story from your humble beginnings and with the book, can you tell the family what was the inspiration to the book and what was the key focus on when the book was completed? Who did you want to target? And, you know, who did you want this book to really touch as far as where you came from, the book release, it's out, and now who did you want this book to target, in other words? That's what I'm trying to ask in a whole nutshell. Who did you want to target when you write a book? Because we all can write books, and we just write a book just based on a certain situation that we've been through. But sometimes there's a journey that we go on. Sometimes there's a destination. So when we, like you said, as far as praise and worship, know about that. That's your gift. That's another element to touch and agree with someone that's hurting. So in your book release, in this writing of the book, the process, what was the target? What did you want? Who did you want to touch or inspire, in other words?
Absolutely. My target audience are dreamers, anybody that has a dream. And whether you dreamed and it didn't work out, or you dared to dream again, or maybe you put your dream on hold, I wanted to target those people, anybody that had an idea or thought, who thought maybe, that's not possible, I can't start my own business, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. Broke people. I've been broke. Zero. No money. Unemployment. Then unemployment ran out. Not sure where I was going to get my next meal. Had to pack all my things up and put it in my car because I couldn't even afford a U-Haul, and was about to lose my car just to move from New Jersey back home to Pennsylvania where I was born and raised. So it was to give dreamers hope that if you don't give up, and you follow a certain process in becoming, healthy in five areas of your life. And in my book, I talk about, you know, being spiritually healthy, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially healthy, that you can go from zero to any number, whether it's six figures, whether you're CEO, you know, manager, supervisor, master, whatever level, that it is possible. Because a lot of times you think, this is the end. You know, I've hit rock bottom. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't think it's possible. Maybe it's that person who felt like I didn't finish high school. I dropped out of college. So there's well, there is hope for you. There's hope for everybody. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter where you've come from. We were all born with the same thing. We got two legs, two arms, you know, two eyes. We can talk, walk for most, for many. And our lives are a direct outcome based on the choices that we make. So if you look at your life, like I look back at my life, I was defining the definition of insanity because I was doing the same thing over and over again, and it wasn't working. So I remember saying to myself one day when I was talking to God, I said, I have to, this is even before the CEO part when I was still at the zero, I said, I have to get a job where I can work and get an income like there's two people in my home, even though there's only one. I have two kids to take care of, and $10 an hour is not going to cut it. I have to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to school. I got my master's in business. I started applying to different jobs. I didn't get them all at first, and it took years to build. I started from working as a file clerk. I worked my way up to HR coordinator, to human resource manager. I mean, I worked at a zillion jobs, you name it. I was putting myself everywhere to gain the experience for free while I was getting my degree. I started making different choices. I didn't just sit back and say, oh, well, you know, I was blessed to graduate from college, but right now all I can get is this $10 an hour job. You know, God bless us. We're going to keep it moving. I wanted something different. I wanted to do something different. So I did. And that's what I talk about in my book. and was able to move forward in that process to making six figures and being able to have an income like it's two or three people in my home. And I didn't want it to end there because I thought, geez, here I am, a little girl from Harrisburg, PA, who figured out what the process was. Well, I want to share that with everybody. And I'll never forget, Christopher, I was talking to my girlfriend. I said, I feel like Harriet Tubman. I just found the Underground Railroad. I'm not going to just go through it today. I'm going to come back. I'm going to bring everybody else through that railroad, that underground tunnel with me, because that's what you do. So that's what my book targets. I'm going back to get all the dreamers, everybody who thought it wasn't possible, every single parent who said they can't do it. Yes, yes, it can be done. You just need to know the process and how to do it. And if you work it, it'll work for you.
Correct. And, you know, I have so much to ask, but I just wanted to try to, in a nutshell, try to get all of it out. Because I know you're on Fox Sports 1460 AM, iHeartRadio, what's good? So that is an awesome achievement as well, because, of course, when you do start podcasting, it is a journey and a process, and you can't give up. You got to continue to keep moving forward, because you never know who you're going to run into, and you never know who you're going to meet in the process. And, you know, it goes perfectly for what we're talking about right now when you have a dream. Because when you dream, oh, it's a dream, you need to work hard and get that money. Because you know how old school was, you know, mama and them say, hey, get that job, work that job till you work it, and make sure you can take care of your family and sacrifice and do to all these things that are required to make sure your family's good. That's great. Thank you, mama. Thank you, grandmama, for instilling yes. the hardcore tools. But at the same time, we have to graduate and evolve into something bigger than that, because we get stuck in tradition. We do. So when we get stuck in tradition, we can't elevate, you know. And just looking at the process that you have the book that you just cut out, you're on Fox Sports at 1460 AM, you know. So just tell any woman out there that is going in that transitional phase, because college is hard. Getting an MBA alone is hard. I didn't even get to that status yet. I just got my little associate's in business management, and that was hard. So just tell the family, as far as your elevation goes, going into the radio aspect of things, how did that help mold you or even strengthen you for being on a platform such as Fox Sports? Because Fox Sports is no little guy, and they are pretty they're pretty big. And what was the thing when you were given the position to be on that show? What was the experience? I guess that's what I'm asking. What was the experience in having that opportunity to do that, to go on the air and to make a difference?
Sure. Funny story. So I started balancing things out of my life. I bought a journal, got a journal book. I started writing in dates and different things. And I crossed out like Fridays and sometimes Wednesdays, and I called those me days. So I wasn't going to do anything. I had to make sure I had time for me, you know, time for God, church, all that. So that goes with balancing. So make sure, if whoever's listening, you get a journal and you start writing that stuff down. So in the course of that, I started writing in when I had to do radio interviews. And part of my testimony goes back to when I was in Los Angeles in the beginning, before doing gospel music and then becoming a business owner. I was trying to be a pop star, y'all. I was going to be famous. I was ready for all of it. And I jumped on a Greyhound bus, which I'll never do again. That was 2.5 days across the East Coast to the West Coast. And I had my daughter, 1 year old, my best friend on that bus, and my mom came along. And I left Los Angeles when that didn't work out, came back on a plane this time to the East Coast, and I wasn't going to ever sing again. And my mother, stay with me, I'm going somewhere with this to answer your question. And my mother,
yes, ma'am.
God bless her, had a brain tumor. And she reminded me of how God healed her. My mom could not walk. She couldn't talk. The doctor said she would never walk and talk again. I watched her literally stand on top of the Bible saying that she was literally standing on God's word for him to heal her, and he did. My mom, praise God, walks and talks today.
Amen.
And amen. She reminded me of how awesome God was, how powerful he was. And she said, you know what, Jay? We need to take all those songs from California, put all that behind you, and you need to sing again. But it was prophesied that you would use your gifts and talents and sing for God. We always said you were going to be a singing lawyer or a singing business person. So, because you love to talk, so we knew you were going to be singing and talking. Okay. So mm-hmm. I decided to album, and it was titled No More Running. And I took that, and I started singing. And at that time, I had rededicated my life. I gave up that whole want to be a pop star dream. I didn't care about that no more. I said, God, I just want to sing for you. I rededicated my life. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And doors started flying open beyond my belief. And I didn't want any of that because I'm like, nah, I just want to stay in the back behind the curtain. You know, I want to sing, but I don't want no recognition. I'm done with all that. I just want to use my gift for you, and I want to do this album so mommy can stop, you know, bugging me every day saying, child, you know we got to do this. So I got an opportunity to do a zillion radio interviews, and every time I did one, they kept saying, hey, have you ever thought about doing radio? I'm like, oh, no. My plate's full. I do enough. Not something I thought about. Respect to the radio folks. I don't know what to do, so I stay in my lane. After the 15th offer, I said, God, are you trying to tell me something? Maybe he's trying to tell me something. So I prayed about it, Christopher, and I said, the next person that asked me, I know it's going to be God saying maybe I should do this. So I went on an interview at Fox Sports Radio on a program we call Echoes of Glory. Come on every Sunday morning for gospel from 9 a.m. to 11. It was my second time back, and I'm promoting the album and sharing my testimony about California and all that. And my mom and how she was healed and how we wrote this album together to inspire and encourage others by the word of God. And before I left, he said, have you ever thought about doing radio? Great, you know, voice on the air, and I think you'd be great. And I said, oh, my goodness, God's trying to tell me something. Mm-hmm. So I said, if you teach me, if you teach me everything I need to know, I'll show up. And if you show me what to do, And it works out, I'll keep showing up. Well, 6 years later, they done welcomed me into the family that I'm stuck with them now. And that's how I ended up being on radio under the late George Togiam, who started the program. And it's been on for 60 years plus. So it was a blessing and honor and a platform that God opened because they saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And that's how awesome God is. And that's why I go after dreamers, because not only does God already know it, I can see it where sometimes others don't see it in themselves, because I didn't see it in myself. And my book tells you the how. It tells you how to do it, and it has you reflect on things that you know is in you, and allows you through prayer in that process to do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Wow, amen. That sounds pretty similar to my story, but of course, we ain't talk about me. So, you know, I know what it's like for have somebody, and, you know, especially somebody that's not in the kingdom. And see, that's the biggest thing that really hurts my spirit. We have a lot of dynamic people that are in the kingdom that have opportunities to give to many people, to elevate their craft and see the potential that God has given them. And they have opportunities to give opportunities to young men and young women to go with what God has given them. That hurts my spirit. But it always takes somebody that has no lick and clue who God is, who God is in as far as a relationship, as far as anything, they have no clue. And you walk into an office or you walk into a building and you see, wow, who are you? And it's not even about looks. You know, just follow me a bit. Because sometimes God will purposely show a sinner a light that they never seen in their life before. And when they see that light, they're like, okay, I got to see what this person's all about. Because it's something about this person that I keep being drawn to. That's our invitation to give them the experience of Jesus Christ. That's what I call it, the experience and the relationship of who Jesus Christ is, because that's what Jesus Christ does. He attracts people, and he allows us and gives us the opportunity to plant seeds. I'm not talking about throwing tracts to people. I'm not talking about quoting 300 scriptures in one minute and 30 seconds. That's all I'm talking about. It's called relationships for a reason. And as you develop a relationship with corporate America, period, and you plant the seed of Jesus Christ, that seed grows. And when that seed grows, guess what? Opportunity. Just saying. But anyway, let me stop preaching because I can't shut it off. Juliet, oh my goodness. So let me get refocused real quick. Okay, here we go. So I understand what it's like because I had that dream too. I was a singer as well. I was known as Thomas Christopher Newton. I went to the, Sunday's Best in Dallas, Texas when they had auditions for the show. And I never had a lick or a clue or anything. I was so intimidated by the vocal ability alone, standing in that line for like almost 8 hours just to get in there. When you finally get in there, you still got the nerves going. Oh my goodness, people warming up and doing all this. I'm like, God, what in the world am I doing here? And see, this is a perfect connection of what you just talked about, because I, you know, personally, I never thought or had the clue of the ability or the gift. Now, make a long story short, I skipped the whole three-part process. I did the one audition in the room. The person called out, it was 12 of us in the room. They called out just about all of them except myself, another young lady. And no, actually, it was only just the young lady and myself. They said, we are going to automatically put the both of you in the final round to sing before Donnie and Yolanda and Kim Burrell. We both look like, what? You know what I'm saying? And I almost personally fainted because I'm like, did you hear the other people that was, this is what I was saying in my mind. I said, did you hear the other people singing behind me? I couldn't do all that, but that wasn't the point. The point was that they saw a light, and even if it was saying Sunday's Best, it was entertainment, and I came in there not knowing the entertainment side of it. I didn't come there to entertain. I just went there because God gave me a gift, and I'm going to sing. So I went finally sung before Donnie, Yolanda, and Kim. Donnie and Kim Burrell laughed me pretty much almost off the stage. I sung Amazing Grace, and I will never forget this, but this sparked this whole revolution of the Psalmist voice and the show and the network and all that. So when Donnie told me, you sound too churchy, I'm like, yeah, I thought this was Sunday's Best. So shouldn't I sound churchy? Well, that's what it was said. I only sung maybe 3, maybe 4 seconds of the song of Amazing Grace. So they're cracking up. So they're still laughing me off the stage pretty much. So Yolanda said something to me that I will never forget. She said, I had no doubt that you made it this far to sing before us. You have a presence about you. And God definitely has something for you, but maybe this opportunity is not right for you. But God bless you, and may God, you know, continue to, you know, open up doors for you. She was the only person that gave me that motivation and that spark to continue. So did I try to continue to do the music thing? Absolutely, but God opened up the door to go into radio, because I was always told when I worked at McDonald's, it was like, you got that radio voice. So, yeah, but anyway, this ain't about me. So make a long story short, if I had given up then, I like I said, I'm nowhere near where I need to be, but I'm not giving up. So I know where God is about to take me, but at the same time, just like you said, you can't give up on what God planted in your spirit, regardless of who says it. I was singing in front of the top gospel people in the industry. You know all about that. And for me to be like, just to have an opportunity I was like, what? But anyway, so listen. This ain't about me. So we're going through the journey, and your journey is interesting because there's a lot of similarities of where you're going. And as far as now, you have the book, you're on the radio, you're doing magazines, you're down in NAACP. All these doors are opening for you, and now you have another door that opened for you. Can you tell the family about your new adventure and your new project with the TV show, how it's, where it's going to air at, all that time, all that? Just let the family know just a little bit. I don't want you to give it all away, but just give a little bit on how that door opened up, because that's an awesome opportunity. That's an awesome opportunity.
Thank you so much. Again, I can't stress enough how honestly I'm in awe at what God is doing. He is pouring out blessings I don't have room to honestly receive. I'm just glad that I can be a vessel that he's using with my gift and talent to serve others. My book titled Tired of Being Tired. I was just so tired. I was tired of being broke. I was tired of, you know, not having. I was tired of not being where I wanted to be personally and professionally. And with him opening those doors through lots of challenges, lots of obstacles, opened this newest door for the television show called The VIP Corner. And I woke up one day and I have a vision board in my room, and I write all of my goals on my vision board. I write down, you know, the things I want to accomplish short term and the things I'd like to accomplish long term. But I also write down things that I'm passionate about. And a lot of times it's always linked back to helping others. I have a passion for people. I'm big on building relationships, and I love people. I know where I came from.
Yes.
I know that I didn't always have, you know, people that I wanted in my corner, but I was blessed to have some. Some people out there don't have anybody at all. They don't have family. Mm. They don't have friends. And then you got to really lean on God. And so with that, I wrote on my vision board, what is another way that I can help people? You know, people that may not have somebody that need a platform or need an outlet. There's so many amazing, talented, educated, you know, dreamers that are out there, whether they're entrepreneurs or they're business leaders in their industry, educators, you name it, authors, writers, speakers. And although they're not famous, they don't have a platform to be on. But
right.
They're what we call our undiscovered heroes that are serving in the communities that we live in and serve. And so I said, I want to create a platform to highlight those people. So that way we could say, this is the magic that may be going on behind the curtain. And we want to open the curtain just for a moment and put them in a VIP corner. Treat them like VIP, even if it's for just a few hours on the show, and allow them to share their gift, their talent, the amazing things that they're doing that's making a difference in the world that people may not even know. And so that birthed the VIP corner. And I used VIP and came up with that name, God Inspired, because I believe that every person is very important. They're very important people.
Yes.
So we call it the VIP Corner TV talk show, and that's also our website, thevipcorner.com. And we're starting to film in this fall, and it's going to air next year. So we're super excited about
it.
My co-host is Howard Sapp, Marvin Sapp's cousin. I met him on several different events in speaking and music ministry, and God showed me that he would be the one to co-host with me, because I wanted a guy, because we wanted to appeal to, you know, the men as well as the women. And we've been friends, him, his wife, his family, for so many years. And we just clicked in terms of laughing and joking. And I said that he's it, God. So we're super excited about the VIP corner, and we can't wait to highlight and spotlight so many amazing people locally and around the globe.
Amen. Amen. Because that's exactly what all of the culmination between humble beginnings, going through, going through the press, being pressed in the wine yard, going through the process, being aged, being seasoned, being launched to do what God has called you to do, and doors that you know you could not open yourself just open up. And when those doors open up, you just go ahead in full steam because you know God calls you in those things. And these things end up elevating you to another place. And now, you know, you had the book. Now you have your own firm where you can affirm men and women that they can rise up. They can do it. They don't have to just throw their dreams away because they don't have support. Because your worst enemy is your family and your friends. I'm just saying. Because you always got the haters. You always do. And you do. So regardless of what you do, you're going to have that one friend that's just going to say something negative. You're going to have that family member that's always going to have something to say. You know, so, you know, and these are the dream killers, but you have to be able to put a bubble over it, put some angel wings over that thing, protect it, and regardless of what comes at you, you make sure it's protected and continue to cultivate that thing. Because I guarantee you, when the roofs come off, they're going to be the first ones calling. They're going to be like, oh, what's up, this? You know, I see that you're doing this and doing that. Okay, where were you when I was, you know, dealing with the, you know, the process of getting to this point? You know, where were you? Mm-hmm. I still love you, sis. But no, I mean, come on. You was the main one tearing me down. Just saying. But I got one more question because I know you got to go. And I want you to let the family know how they can get in contact with you, if they need your services as far as the coaching aspect of it, how to get your book. How can they listen to you on Fox Sports? How can they see you on TV? All that, because we got a few minutes, but I just wanted to ask you one more question, and then we can get into all that so the family can write it down or download the show or re-listen to the replay in an hour or what have you. But one last question. How do those moments play into your outlook in life now, Juliet? And do they still give like a thorn on your side, or lack of a better word, haunt you in your present? And you know you're not the person you were before. And without God, would all this ever be possible? From spiritual to natural. If yes, how so?
Without God, none of this would have been possible at all. None of it. Because I tried doing it on my own. It didn't work. I tried it. Remember in the beginning, I was talking about defining the definition of insanity. You need God to get you through. You also need you to get you through. That's why I quoted earlier about doing all things through Christ who strengthens you. And I'll never forget, I was watching T.D. Jakes, and he said, if you get into a fight and you're losing and you're standing there feeling defeated and I hand you a bat, I'm giving you a tool so you can go in and win that thing. You need to use that bat and go in there and win that fight. If you stand there holding the bat, what good is that going to do? You're not going to win it. I'm giving you the tool, and I already know you can do it, so here's a tool to go ahead and win that fight. So you get in there swinging, and you come out winning. So with God, all things are possible, and it's not possible without him. He gives us the bat, which I call the basic instructions before leaving Earth, which is the Bible. So pick that thing up. Read it. Know who you are and whose you are. And then take those tools and start winning. And that's where I came up with the dream, build, win model in my book, because I was so tired of being tired. I was so tired of being sick and tired. I was so tired from saying I was tired. I was literally tired, yawning, trying to go to sleep. I was tired. But I now can stand before you today saying I'm a born entrepreneur, and I recognize and seize every opportunity through Christ as and when they appear. And something you talked about, I want to briefly touch on, and then I'll give out all my links to social media, is it's okay if you fail. It's okay if people hate on you. Oprah Winfrey was publicly fired from her first TV job in Baltimore. She was getting too emotionally invested, they said, in her stories. But she rebounded and became the undisputed queen of television. She's worth $3 billion, according to Forbes. So, listen, the list goes on. Walt Disney, Thomas Edison, Vera Wang, J.K. Rowling, they all failed before they became who they are today. So it is possible. Yes, you can live that what looks like a ridiculous possible dream can be a possible dream and your best life now if you apply the right formula. Again, I mentioned what that formula is. It was taught to me by my mentors, and I just took my experience and everything I was taught and I poured it into an action journal / book that everybody else can enjoy. They'll learn how to recharge, refuel, and restart by applying God's word, the process, and daily affirmations for motivation to their life. And I'm here to help you along the way. You can connect with me, ask me questions. I want to work with you, get you into the VIP corner, and celebrate your success when you finish the process. After you get the book, we'll get you on the show, and we'll talk about your journey, and we'll highlight you on that platform so the world can see just how amazing you are once you find out who you are and whose you are in Christ. And you can connect with me on Facebook under Juliet, J-U-L-I-E-T, N. Jones. And you can also connect with me on LinkedIn under Juliet N. Jones. On Twitter at MyJNicole, and that's M-Y-J-N-I-C-H-O-L-E. You can also visit my website at www.VIPFortune500consultingfirm.com. Again, that's www.VIPFortune500consultingfirm.com, or you can email me at VIPFortune500@yahoo.com.
My God. Well, phew. I love the social media links. They're very lengthy and meaty, but it's all good, man. I am humbled and honored to have you come on the show because I know your schedule is like crazy, but I'm glad that we finally connected and we were able to do this show today. And I'm truly humbled and honored to have you as my guest on my show. And I just pray that God continues to strengthen you and use you to your best abilities, because it's not over yet. There's some things that God has planned in your life to knock over. People have preconceived notions of who you are, but through God, you're going to show them what you are. And that is the key. When you understand who you are in God, I don't care who says what about you, who knew you back in the day, who you are now is what God has placed in the platforms that you are in right now. And you continue to give him the glory and honor and praise in the opportunities. The best is yet to come. So God bless you, my sister. Thank you again so much for coming on the show. And do you have a last thought for anybody that's listening? Because I have my last little quote before I get off the air. But if you have any last words you'd like to give to the family, please do so, because we would love to hear it from you right now.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I want to thank God for this opportunity. I do not take any opportunity lightly to share my journey and my story in transparency. Thank you to Christopher and the Psalmist Voice family for embracing me today and allowing me to share with you. And also shout out to my mom, praise God. She's a brain tumor survivor, and I thank God for her. She's been one of my biggest supporters. Shout out to my children, Arielle and Julian. And I want to leave this with all the listeners. You don't have to be great to get started. You have to get started in order to be great. Be blessed.
Yes. 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 So, man, radio personality, author, life coach, KDO, you name it, she is. She's the multi-talented Miss Juliet N. Jones. She's been in the building chopping it up with your boy, the Psalmist Voice, and I am totally excited.
This is the sound of the fall.